Okay, Mike?
Yes.
We are Gazzetta del Traverso. I am Gazzetta del Traverso. It's an Italian blog. I follow the Italian drift scene.
Yes.
And I would like to know what you think of the Italian drift scene, of this championship or the other championship, the drivers, the atmosphere.
First, if you say that we had Francesco Conti, a very, very good example. He has been champion with us at King of Europe in 2013, and it's a very good example of how successful Italy can be with drifting. Francesco Conti, I don't forget, of course, Diego 40 also in 2011. But the 2011 was, drifting has grown very, very fast. When I see 2011, 2013, and now 2015, and what will be 2016, it's, the level is growing so fast. But I've seen Diego 40 today, and he's still also a very, very good driver. So yeah, two Italian champion on King of Europe, European Championship. So we can say that Italy has passion for drift, and I see today, I see a lot of guys that I know, Alberto Cona, Pignanelli. They have the passion for drift, especially when it's 5 degrees outside and rainy, but they are there to race. And so yeah, Italy has a good base in Europe for drifting. D1 Stella also in the past. Now this current situation in Italy, it's a bit blurry with different kind of people. I didn't see something impressive.
Okay.
After, for example, I didn't have chance to come unless today. But after every King of Europe event, you have a video review where you see what happened. I didn't see any video, good video or no video at all about an event in Italy this year. So I cannot comment unless what I've seen today. It's sad because Italy is such a big country with nice track and nice people, like here with Adriano, the owner of the track, a lot of other big track. So that's my view now. I think Italy has a lot of good drivers, that's for sure. Monteverde, Rosso, Conti, and so on. Good competition, I don't know, I would say. I don't think. I'm nobody to say I'm not God. The God of drifting is not me. But
maybe next year with the new championship is going to start and to merge the two championships, and I hope we can get the best drivers, the best Italian drivers.
This is you speak about what XAI championship or
XAI championship? Yeah. Uh-huh. Next year we have a championship organizer, directly by Arch XAI.
Uh-huh.
So then we have 6 races organized by different teams.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 by Franco Grigoletto ADC, 2 from Miva Vannucci with the WM Madrid team,
mm-hmm.
and 2 other with Sadrano with Motorsport. So maybe we can have all the drivers together and we have more show.
Maybe. I don't believe in multi promoter championship. It has been proved in other races in the past that multi promoter is not good. In Formula One, is mono promoter with Bernie Ecclestone.
Yeah.
In Rallycross, it's IMG company having the exclusivity. In my view, I don't see a King of Europe with several organizers. Of course, I'm owner and creator, so I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe other things coming also. The drifting is very specific piece. Of course, I believe in federation, and this is the way to go, because I am part of the FIA Drift Commission. We had 4 meetings this year, and we work hard to improve drifting. Next week we will publish our 2016 rules for King of Europe, including the FIA recommendation about security. And we have a plan till 2020 to integrate step by step drifting into the federation. So it will be good, because it will also remove the bad side, the bad people from drifting, because it has to be serious. And who is amateur on one side the guy in the drifter who doesn't wants to go into the evolution of professionalism will disappear, and I think that also some amateur promoter, amateur organization will also disappear because they will have to follow strict rules.
Okay.
We are on the market for 12 years now, and we don't have to prove that we are professional. And the best proof is that FIA called us to be part of this FIA Drift Commission. We didn't ask FIA, they asked us to be part of the commission. That's the best proof of our professionalism.
Okay, so what can you tell about King of Europe and King of Nation and for the next year?
Well, the next year we have in total 21 weekends around the world. So we have eight races, Pro Series, Pro Tour, Queen of Europe, around Europe. We have four King of Toge, separate racing in the mountain around Europe. So that's 12, and we have 10 round of King of Nation, but one is in Austria, is mixed with Pro Series, so nine rounds, so total of 21 weekend, so nine rounds, six official round, and
I don't remember exactly the calendar for the next year. Will you come back to Italy?
No, not unfortunately, not for now, but we might have every year. We have in the Pro Series one race is cancelled, we have to replace. So for now, Italy is not on the planning of 2016 for King of Europe. Maybe if there is a chance, we'll be happy to come back to Castelletto. I was speaking with Adriano here, and we will see what we can do. For sure, we will be back. We'll be back in,
As a fan and as a passionate for drift, I hope, I greatly hope you will come back to Italy.
We will.
I was here last year.
That's June 2014.
I had the chance to interview Baxi, Biagioni, Steven, Dimitri Ilio. Great guys. And it was a great show. And
I like Italy. I like the. The tracks, the people here, the drivers. If I would have time, and with the quality that we have, I would come to Italy and I would make King of Italy five national race championship, and I would guarantee you that it would be the best Italian championship ever. Unfortunately, I don't have time with the 21 weekends already. So. But I hope that I will support those guys here, and especially Stefano Alessandri. And I know that Stefano has some project in the mind with Drift No Profit, with Emanuele Festival, a very good person. And I will support them as much as I can to bring our expertise, to come to support like now with my guys to improve the quality. And it will not be 100% by King of Europe, but we put the whole effort that we can help with them, the knowledge we can put to rise the level in Italy, we will do it.
One last question. During the championship, the last championship here in Italy, there was a lot of discussing about the method of judgment. So there are drivers who like to be judged by persons, and drivers who prefer the telemetry, because what do you think? You use live app telemetry in effect, I recall you.
No. We don't use that system anymore. We use a new generation system from Hungary. Like you say, it was some people are for telemetry, some people are for human judging. So it's true that you cannot judge the difference between 100 and 100.05 in qualification, or between 30 degree or 35. So we made a 50-50 solution. We use now telemetry for speed angle in qualification, with still human judging 30%. And now for battle, we only use human judging. So then it's 50-50, everybody is satisfied and everybody really like it. I can say that this year in King of Europe we didn't have, so this new system is implemented in 2015, and we didn't have any complaint. The system is working very good, this system from Hungary, it's working very good. 2 days ago I was in Germany, I discussed with a German company also. They are developing a very nice telemetry system as well, with onboard video and mapping of the track, and you can replay a video with all your data inside. Totally independent, so the guy has the system in the car, he can use it for track day, for practice, so it's very new system. So yeah, a lot of telemetry systems are now on the market, from Bulgaria also, very nice system that you have the data on the tablet, on iPad. So a lot of systems are coming. Everybody, it's good. It's good for the sport to have some data, and it's good still for the sport to have good judges. That's why also we took Keshi Tutsia at the final round to judge. I think no better than him to judge a drift race. He has created drifting in 1982. So that's the balance. Telemetry for qualification, human judging for final. I think it's this mix has been appreciated by the driver.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
It was very, very kind of you. It was an honor for me to interview. You know, the Gazzetta del Traverso, the Gazzetta is.
It's only in Italian or in English also?
Only in Italian, because it's only me.
Okay.
I do the photography, the interviews, the writing, the reviews, and I know. Unfortunately, I don't have time to translate it in English. It would be very nice to have time to.
But send me a link anyway when it's in here. Okay. I will read it and I will share it.
I will translate for you in English.
No, in Italian I will use Google Translate, but I will share the link on the King of Europe page.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.